You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report from the Auditor General has found that while the government's school lunch program, the School Lunch Collective, is saving money compared to Labor's, it has not been able to show if it is delivering on its aims. The report flags concerns about weak backup planning and last-minute changes after contracts had already been signed. Health Coalition Aotearoa has also expressed concerns about the meals not meeting nutrition standards, meaning they fail to provide enough energy, protein, grains and vegetables, ideally covering between 25% to 30% of what children need in a day, depending on their age. The evaluation found that the School Lunch Collective lunches only provide half to two-thirds of the recommended energy and are 40% lower in energy compared to the meals provided in 2022 before the program changes. I spoke to Dr. Kelly Garten, Health Coalition Aotearoa spokesperson and senior research fellow in the School of Population Health at the University of Auckland, about the report and the impact of cutting costs. I started by asking if she could outline some of the key findings from the report.
So the report released this week just echoes and confirms what we've been hearing from people working in the program and from school principals for a couple of years now. That the program hasn't been hitting its targets. The Ministry of Education staff running the program actually warned that the new reduced price down to $3 a meal hadn't been market tested, so they weren't sure that it was viable. Producers, two of the main chosen suppliers of the School Lunch Collective had poor performance records, and there were major risks to achieving the program's target in this new model. But the Associate Minister, David Seymour, actioned anyway with no risk mitigation plan and no plan to monitor, evaluate, and manage this. So the report is just confirming what we've suspected for a long time, that there hasn't been responsible policymaking in the changes made to this program in the last couple of years. And unfortunately, our tamariki and rangatahi are the ones who have to.
The Health Coalition has discussed the difference between cost savings and cost effectiveness. Could you speak to this distinction?
Yeah, changing the program by dramatically reducing the funding, of course, it puts a bit more money back into the government budget. But if the program isn't achieving its target, then it's hard to say it's actually delivering savings. You're delivering something completely different. So while there have been some reductions in costs, the program isn't achieving its targets of even meeting the nutrition standards. So about half of the lunches that were tested weren't meeting the nutrition standards that were already set in the contract. We know that there's been even more waste in this current model. So, yes, the program isn't actually delivering what it's meant.
And I'm curious, how would you respond to critics of the program who are concerned about taxpayers' dollars being spent on this, or who say it's not effective? Obviously, there is that cost savings versus cost effectiveness argument, but what else would you say to them?
Yeah, so first, to be very clear, the original Ka'oraka Ako program, it was generously funded, and it was very thoroughly evaluated for cost effectiveness. And it showed that it was making a big impact on children's nutrition, their mental health and well-being, and school functioning. So that's like attention and focus, for example. And principals were saying it made a huge difference for the students. The program was working very well prior to the changes. That's really important because if you look at the long-term impacts of this, first of all, kids in school who are hungry can't learn. And you know that children who go hungry even once a week because of not having enough money, they were 2 to 4 years behind their peers in standard achievement tests. So this has long-term effects in terms of their achievement at school, the time they spend in school, and long-term earning potential, as well as long-term health. So instead of looking at this as a cost or a handout, we should really be thinking about this as an investment. It's an investment in our tamariki, it's an investment in our future as a country. And independent evaluations that we've conducted over the past, in the first couple of years of the program, before the changes, is actually showing that it was delivering excellent value for investment across a number of different metrics.
On that last point about the independent evaluation, of what you're hearing from teachers and school principals and even the tamariki themselves and their communities aligning with this perspective that it's an investment instead of a cost?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's probably the biggest investment in child nutrition in this country ever. So it can be really transformative in terms of the nutritional benefits. And right now, we have a huge cost of living crisis, right? Cost of living has been increasing. Families all over Aotearoa are struggling to make ends meet and to balance budgets. Food insecurity is at its highest level maybe ever. A report that was released recently showed that one-third of families in the past year come from the food insecurity. And we're going to see the repercussions of this long-term. So it's important to think about what we're trying to achieve here, which is that we want all of our children to be healthy and thriving. We want all of them to have the best chance at learning and succeeding in school. So it's actually, it's important as a country that we're coming together and making sure these kids are served healthy, nutritious meals and with dignity.
And to bring it back to the shortfalls of the changes made to the program, what is the solution that Health Coalition Aotearoa is calling for? And I'm also asking this especially in the context of it being an election year and there's lots of policy discussions happening at the moment.
First of all, the program needs to be appropriately funded. So slashing the cost, or the price per meal, from it was about $8 per meal in the original model down to about $3 per meal, just isn't adequate. And they knew, the ministry was aware that there would be trade-offs in terms of the quality of food that was delivered. And we've seen that. We've seen meals come through that are just, frankly, unappetizing. And there have been also issues of food safety as well as meals not being delivered or not being delivered on time. So basically, it needs proper funding. $3 per meal per day isn't enough to deliver quality food that hits the targets, especially the nutrition targets that are really important. Also, bringing it back to a model where schools have the flexibility to choose their own providers, where there's feedback mechanisms between the schools and those providers so that they can constantly make adjustments and make changes to ensure that schools are getting what they need. And it's responding to what kids are eating as well. In the current program that has largely relied on the school lunch collective, schools haven't had the option to change who they get the food from, even though the producer is not meeting the target. So they need to be able to say, okay, if you're not delivering the food that was promised on time and that's safe and appealing, then we'll change to someone else. So right now, we don't have a competitive market in terms of delivering that food, and we leave schools with no choice.
That was Dr. Kelly Garten, Health Coalition Aotearoa spokesperson and senior research fellow in the School of Population Health at the University of Auckland, on a report from the Auditor General warning that the government's school lunch program is not able to show if it's delivering on its aims.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.